This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Stop looking at me in the eye when I'm talking. I'm a celebrity! I'm Burr Martin from the Burr Martin Experience. Never heard of me? You remember a while ago when every time you opened up your internet browser, there was some chubby dude in a white tank top making fun of his daughter's selfies? That was me. So the good news is I'm hosting a podcast, which is audio. That means you don't have to look at me. I'm also a geek and have been into comics for as long as I can remember, so as the internet dubbed me Selfie Dad, I'll be talking to parents and kids about growing up, being geeks, and how they got to be where they are now. Look, it's only an hour every other week, and since my wife is listening, the podcast is kid-friendly and family-approved. Let's call it your PG-13 podcast, but I should probably say a little more Bad News Bears and a lot less Shark Boy and Lava Girl. So look for the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday night where you can find me on pantspending.com, iTunes, or wherever quality podcasts are found. Yeah, every other week. What am I, a machine?
Quit looking me in the eye! I see you doing it! Where's my brown M&Ms? Just the brown ones.
Attention. Attention. If you missed the hustle, you missed this.
What about just tight jeans and we reenact the Faith video as a tribute?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if Adam wore tight pants and then we watch his ass dance. That would be nice.
I have so many like revenge plots that are probably coming up. I'm not, will happen when it happens.
It's a good way to look at life.
Adam. Yeah.
That's why I'm nice to everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah, I'd be surprised if Ben Case didn't bust through that window and hit you with a banjo.
It's The Hustle with executive producer Adam Tucker.
I'm thankful for the power of laughter.
Travis Powell with the news.
What are you doing? Why are you pausing? What's with that weird, awkward laugh? Stop it!
And that babbling ass, Will.
I just get restraining orders in the mail. All I could think of was money and fucking whores.
I know you got to get your hustle on, so I pray.
Pantspending.com/hustle.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, get that bitch off my back.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, musician Aaron Parks. With Jay Mitz on the news, I am producer Travis Swartout. And now your host, going through the drive-thru car wash over and over, Dice Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Dice Casillas. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. And I am joined in studio, as always, the Holy Trinity, Trez Swartout, Jay Mitz. How's it going, folks?
Real good.
All right.
Yeah.
And we have, hanging out from the beginning to the end of the show today, we have Aaron Parks, one of my favorite people, fantastic musician. She's going to play some songs for us. She was here a couple weeks ago, and we liked her so much we had to get her back as soon as possible. She's just so busy.
I feel so loved.
You're loved. The love is real. She was a, we're going to hear some music from her. I'm excited for that. Very, very talented musician. And we're going to play some music live. We got her plugged into the board, so she's going to be like all electrified as she plays. Right? Yeah, look at that. We already got it going. So we are we got a good show planned for you. I am excited. It's been a good week. I've had a fun week. How's everyone doing? Feeling good? Feeling alive, guys?
Yeah, feeling alive, that's for sure.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
What's got you pepped up this week?
Well, oh, man, I've got a couple good nights. I got really drunk a couple nights, and I got really good night's sleep a couple nights.
Were
which
those
is a great
the same nights?
No, definitely not. But the other night I slept for like almost 7 hours, which is amazing. That's more than I sleep in like 3 nights usually. So, I was very excited. I felt refreshed. I did stuff all day. I didn't want to kill everyone. I actually had a decent demeanor.
<That's>
I wasn't near as cranky, if it turns out, when I sleep a little more. It was great.
Did you get into any shenanigans on your drunken nights?
Yeah, we had so Hannah Tilly is a comic friend of mine, and our other friend Jessica, also a comic, two very funny ladies in town. We took Hannah out for her birthday the other night, and we saw you, Jay.
Yeah, ran into you.
Yeah, we were hanging out. We went and saw a show at the Blue Door Theater. A little improv and stand-up show with Michael Gladsmire and Phil Kopczynski. Two of the most talented comics in Spokane, that's for sure. Those guys are just great. So that was a good night. Yeah, it was fun. We were kind of bounced around all night, and we had a good time. So
nice.
Yeah, it was good to hang out and see everyone. You know, you just go out and you end up running into everyone. But I've had some time to get some things done this week, and I had a really weird so this is how my fucking mind works. Like I'm vacuuming the other day, and I had to buy a new vacuum, right? I'm cleaning. Because I have time to clean my house and do some things. Not that there's a lot to clean. Because I don't have anything in my home.
Mm-hmm.
For you listeners out there, I have a 2,000 square foot home, and it could all fit into about 400 square feet of home. The belt on my vacuum broke, and I'm like, God, I should get a new belt for this vacuum and fix this vacuum. And then I'm like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, what does this take to fix this vacuum? Well, first I got to go to a Sears, and then I got to buy a belt, and then I got to bring it home, and then I got to tear this thing open, and then I'm going to put the belt on there. And then I'm like an hour and a half and $20 into this. I'm like, this project. And I'm thinking, I paid $40 for this vacuum at Big Lots. Like, I should just go buy a new fucking vacuum, right? Like, what's step one? Step one, find a fucking Sears. Okay. Well, like, where do you find one of those? Like, I don't know.
Northtown Mall.
Yeah, I find Doc Brown and fire up the DeLorean and go back to 1994. And, like, I mean, Sears, like, okay, you go to, and if you find a Sears, then you have to find an employee, someone who actually works there.
Oh, yeah, that's impossible.
That's exactly.
At a Sears.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's impossible.
There's, like, no one there. And I realized, like, everything we have now is just disposable. Like, back in the day, a vacuum was, like, a durable good. Like, it's something you, like, pass down in a will. You know,
you're like,
I got mama's
that
vacuum.
Exists?
You know, like you got, that was like a, people went door to door and sold vacuums.
Yeah.
Like that was a career, and that was a good
career.
Yeah. Like it was a respectable one. Like there was like World War II veterans were right here, and just below them were like people who sold vacuums door to door.
Just below.
They were like, yeah, like just below was like, oh yeah, well I did, you know, I've seen a lot too out there on the road. You know,
oh
I've seen
God.
Some things.
So
they were right.
That existed. I didn't know that. We just threw away vacuums.
Well, exactly.
They're just like, that vacuum is
so
crap.
Back
Let's
in the day.
Back in the day, things used to be quality.
Yeah, and you kept them forever. Like, we had the same. I think my parents still have the same vacuum that we had when I was as long as I've been alive, which is almost 20 years. So, shut up, Jay.
You're so youthful. Sure.
But I'm like, can you imagine now? Think about your life now. If someone showed up at your door with a vacuum cleaner, like, first of all, you'd be like, you'd think it was some meth addict trying to just about to stab you with like a rusty coat hanger.
Yeah,
like, why do you have a vacuum cleaner? Who did you steal that from? Why are you at my door? Like, you'd be confused that someone was even ringing your doorbell. When was the last time someone rang your doorbell? Like, they just text you and say, I'm outside. I don't even know if my doorbell works. I may not even have one, you know?
You're right.
Like, it's just, you'd be so wild if you open the door, if your doorbell rang, like, who's that? Why are you here? Yeah. What's going on?
Instant suspicion.
What's happening?
Usually when my door gets either knocked on or doorbell, it's usually the UPS guy with the Amazon package.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's okay. That's the I'm never home during the day when they come. But it's like, yeah, you like if someone rang your doorbell, you'd be confused. And then you open the door and it's someone like, "Hello, ma'am, I'd like to talk to you about a vacuum cleaner." You'd be like, "What? Or why are you here?"
I like his 1950s accent too. "Hello, ma'am."
Yeah. "I gotta sell you a vacuum cleaner. It's real good, you see? You can sweep the carpet." Yeah, I see.
Just for comedy's sake, you should go around town dressed up in a fancy top hat and like a raincoat.
Like a bow tie. Like a plaid blazer.
It's the latest and greatest.
Yeah, you see? Sweep your cabinet. Do all the rooms in your home.
Or go knock on doors and try
yeah,
and sell
your colored help can do the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, like, no.
You're like, "Wait, what? What did you say? What? How? What's that?" Yeah.
Soon we're never going to need vacuum cleaners. Soon there's going to be like a button on the wall, then we just click it, and then it's like, "Oh my God, it's clean."
Right. Your carpet just rolls up and a new carpet rolls out.
That would be ideal.
Oh yeah. My God, that would be so ideal. Then that way, like, I won't have like dust in my carpet all the time.
That's right.
Can and I have a dog and cats.
Dogs in my carpet.
He walks on my carpet, okay? It's the same thing.
Well, like, I mean, everything's so disposable. You just like... I mean, I started thinking about it. There's so many things that I just throw away now because everything used to be like something you would keep, and like this is worth something. It had weight and heft and was like an item. Now it's just like, yeah, I'll throw that away and I'll buy a new one. It's $12 at Walmart.
Do you think that's because when things were American made, we made them durable, and now we import all of these chintzy imported things?
Oh,
I think that.
Thanks, Jay. Hold on. Thanks, Jay, for that message.
Thank you. My American.
That was really unsettling.
Companies created a concept called designed obsolescence.
What was that word?
Designed obsolescence.
I don't like big words.
Obsolescence. That is.
Obsolescence.
It's the new scent from herbal essences.
Obsolescence.
Obsolescence.
Okay, tell me about obsolescence.
I'm sorry. I don't want to learn a week before I have to go back to learning, okay?
And obsolescence is the close cousin of a koala. They're marsupials who sleep. They're nocturnal animals. No.
But yeah, totally. No, it's just basically where you design products to break. Like if you sell somebody a vacuum cleaner for $200, it's going to last 50 years. Like you're kind of putting yourself out of business in today's modern terms. So.
Yeah, they could make almost anything they could create that would last it forever. Mm-hmm. I think
the best example is the car industry. Like in the 70s, like a 73 GMC truck is like a solid piece of gold, like still running today.
Yeah.
And it's like in America, we literally created like such good machines that it was like, shoot, you sell a guy a Chevy truck, like he doesn't ever have to buy one again. They're like, we can't be doing that. So that's when like they started designing like in the 90s and 2000s and stuff like that, just shit ass cars.
Well, and
I feel like it's happened in the 80s.
The 80s,
everything like crashed. Yeah, the 80s when people started doing too much coke and they needed to pay for it. So like, how do we pay for it? Well, let's like make things that break, or let's break things. Yeah.
So now we know how and why corporate America did that.
Cocaine.
Yeah, I feel like cocaine is the downfall of a lot of things. I've seen Scarface. So. Yeah, it's just so weird, you know, you think about it, because I'm old enough to remember when, like, we had things for a lifetime, you know, almost. And now, you look at your first cell phone that I had, that thing probably still works. Like, you get a phone now, within, like, a year, it's crapping out. And which is weird, because this cell phone in your pocket that you guys all have, this has more computing power than the Atlantis space shuttle. You know, that thing went to space with people, and like this thing in my pocket has more computing power. It's nuts.
Damn.
Spotify.
Yeah, it was like, and we use it for stupid shit like cat videos.
Right, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, cat videos. Yeah? Oh, I forgot about cat videos.
Oh,
there's I love cat videos. So
you them. Forgot about them? You didn't watch any today?
Uh-uh.
Oh, This did remind me of something great though, and actually bringing up videos is I'm glad you brought that up because I want to play you guys something.
Is it a cat video?
It's a video and it has animals in it.
Okay.
I love
so this is this. It reminded me of my childhood. I started thinking of my childhood, and I started thinking about how what passed for entertainment when I was a kid.
Dace, we don't want to watch your donkey shows.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Now you don't, Jay. That's not what you said last week. Couple tequila shots in. She's like, let's do that donkey show again. Yeah, pin the tail on that donkey. This is the crap that passed for like entertainment when I was a kid. Do you guys remember a show called America's Funniest People?
Is that like America's Funniest Home Videos?
It is like that.
Nope, never heard of it.
Yeah, it was like it was on when I was young. Okay. But so there was this reoccurring bit they did.
As a pointed
very regularly, and it was about a jackalope. Do you know what a jackalope is?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. A jackalope is like a rabbit with deer horns. That's like horns, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds scary.
So this was actually considered entertainment for us as a kid. They're like, this is what this is like the low level of entertainment. Like, ah, fuck them. You got three channels, or go play outside. This is all you got. And now we're gonna listen. You guys at home can listen.
Of course, they never mentioned jackalopes.
Just when you thought it was safe to check the mailbox, Jackalope 3, terror came. COD.
Just another beautiful day.
It's a mailman walking.
Yeah, there it is.
Why does he have a helmet on?
It's a hard job.
Probably toothpaste.
And this is a jackalope. Steals the package.
Oh my god.
This was entertainment.
Wait, so that's what happened to my Amazon package?
So now he's a jackalope hides him in the pool. It's like this mischievous jackalope.
Okay, is anybody weirded out by why the jackalope is wearing a button-up shirt?
What's wrong with button-up shirts?
Oh my god, was that a skateboard?
Yeah.
Skateboards looked terrible back then.
Yeah, they did. Now he's a Mexican. He's doing yard work. It's a Mexican jackalope, obviously. He's got a leaf blower.
All those poor letters.
His jacket looks like something Hillary Clinton would wear.
Yeah, a little bit. It's like a pantsuit, almost.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Shifty jackalope.
Oh, no.
And who's this poor guy? I like the poor guy that has to be in this video and, like, walk around with, like a dead rabbit attached to him.
You know, and he just needs the money. He's probably going through his, like, third divorce, has to pay alimony.
Right.
Nobody would just do that willingly. He's had a hard life.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was entertainment for us as kids. This is my life, guys. Vacuums that lasted forever and jackalopes. You wonder what's wrong with me.
What about Tamagotchis?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I do.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's like a little virtual pet.
It was all the rage. Big, and there's like only three buttons.
Were those like the things that we put in your little McDonald's Happy Meal?
Did they put those in McDonald's Happy Meal?
Maybe, I don't know.
I didn't get McDonald's.
I think it was like some advanced tech that you bought at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Like $20 or whatever, and okay. it's just like it was basically
it was
like
$10.
A little, I don't know, probably was adjusted for inflation.
Whatever.
But yeah, it's basically just like a little like virtual pet that you take care of. It looked like it had like calculator
graphics.
And it could
actually die.
What happened when it died?
Pretty much can't play the game anymore.
That's so traumatic.
Just
for a kid. Okay, it's a life lesson, kids. You may not, you know, some things you love are gonna die. Here's your life lesson. Everything you'll ever love is going to die. I'm six.
That.
Yeah, exactly. No better now than never. So.
The things you guys teach me.
I know. God, bad lessons on the show. Oh, God. Yeah, that was my entertainment as a child, though. I just remember thinking, like, that was garbage. Like, that was the stuff that they passed off. They're like, hey, just watch this. Because we didn't have computers. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, now everyone's just, like, sucked into their computer and never detach, and that's it. That's life.
Totally. And speaking of, like, that format of video, like, America's Funniest Home Videos or America's Funniest Home People, mm-hmm. like, what are you getting? Like, maybe four YouTube clips in that entire half-an-hour show and then, like, just, like, a bunch of banter and, like,
yeah, basically, it's like garbage.
And it's,
you
like,
know?
You know, out of the four videos, like, maybe one of them's good.
Right.
Like,
and it was a lot of sack. sack humor too. Like a lot of people getting like sack trauma.
Yeah.
Like guys getting hit in the balls with a wiffle ball,
right,
or like classic. A wiffle bat, or
a lot of wiffle related.
Yeah,
injuries.
A lot of wiffle related injuries. That's true. I wonder how many. Probably like we should have a class action lawsuit against Big Wiffle for like all the low sperm counts of all the guys in my age demo.
Have you been injured by a wiffle ball? You may be entitled to compensation.
Were you an adult funny. Male with children in the
90s? Yeah.
What? I think I just missed something.
Oh, just shitty commercials.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't like commercials. That's why you use ad block on a computer.
That's right. See, ad block. We didn't have ad block. We had to sit through commercials.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There
Jeez.
Was
no,
there was
yeah,
always commercials, and the daytime television was terrible. Mm-hmm. We had no, there was no, we, I had to watch, you had to watch things like Mork and Mindy or the Andy Griffith Show or Golden Girls.
Aww.
Like, those are shows we had to watch because we had three channels and that's it. We didn't have options then.
That's sad.
It was sad.
That's very, very sad.
Yeah, I was born.
Yep. Deez, I'm ready for you to snap your finger and be like, oh, the kids these days.
Yeah, the kids these days.
Shut up.
Yeah. Aaron, you guys are so lucky.
I guess so.
Right. She grew up with
that's
like
all right. That's
4G
good.
Wi-Fi her whole life, wireless.
It's fine. That's
no,
good.
It's not.
I can hear you. I can hear you at least. You're good. She's playing with the mic. We're good. Oh, God, that's worse. Can you... Traz, can you?
There we go.
There you go.
This is good enough. Guys, can't even see. She can't see my face.
There you go. She's the mask woman. But anyway, yeah. So, all right.
Wait, Megan. Okay.
You good?
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right. I did go. I did go see King Kong this week, though.
How was that?
What even is that?
Well, it made me feel old again. Like it's 1939. There's like a King Kong movie. I'm like America's racist, and there's a King Kong movie in the theaters. It must be 1939 again. it was good. It's like sitting at like 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. I liked it. It was entertaining. It was kind of what you'd expect. There was a lot of like
monkey stuff.
Yeah, monkey stuff.
Yeah.
Like an action and adventure, and like not real, it doesn't take itself real seriously.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just kind of is what you would expect. But it was fun.
Well, they remade it kind of recently.
Yeah,
well, this
Jack
isn't
Black.
Like, this isn't
yeah,
like a
Jack
remake
Black.
Of the movie.
Okay.
It wasn't a remake of the original. Like, I think it's okay. I can still hear you. There you go. It'll be fine there. It's a like it's not a remake of the King Kong, the traditional story.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all. Happens on the island. They never take him out of the island. And it's a setup for...
Okay.
The one thing I hated is it's like a shared universe with all the big monsters, like Godzilla. Like, they set up like a sequel where like there's going to be Godzilla and King Kong and
okay.
like all the monsters. And everything has like a shared universe now that the superheroes do and like...
They're trying to do like an Avengers name, but with monsters.
Right.
Wasn't
okay.
there always that, though? I mean, I thought that King Kong was always battling big giant beasts, including Godzilla.
Well, they've done King Kong versus Godzilla before. Mm-hmm. They did one movie, but now they're like making it like there's this government agency called like Monarch, who all they do is like uncover things with all the big monsters, and there's going to be like a continuing theme through all the monster movies. Because like even... Universal is trying to do that with the old horror movies. They're making like a shared universe with The Mummy and Dracula and Frankenstein.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing that. Because they have the Tom Cruise Mummy movie coming out. And then they're going to do like a shared universe with a new Dracula and a new Frankenstein. Like all those old 1930s horror Universal movies.
That could be fun.
The Swamp like, Thing guy?
Yeah, and like The Invisible Man and The Creature from the Black Lagoon is what you're thinking.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea.
This is like 1930s.
Yeah.
Like.
All right. Classic horror.
That's like...
When we were born.
Like, how old
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, you guys are pretty old.
What eye cream are
I don't
you
even
using?
Know. See, is it even okay for me to be in this room with these old people?
Just
I mean, technically I'm 18, so yeah. I mean... Yeah,
technically.
Right. Wait, I mean, I am 18. I'm not technically
18.
I mean,
I don't get it. Here, well, let's do this. We'll show you a clip from. This is a clip from Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh God, it looks boring.
1954. So they're just swimming around. It's in black and white.
Oh my God.
This is
so boring.
I assume this is the lagoon.
This is gonna make me afraid to go swimming, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh Probably. God, no, what? No.
Orca the other week didn't make you afraid
we're
to go swimming.
Guys, we're gonna see fake blood. Oh my god, I bet you there's gonna be a shark and she's gonna bite her leg off and she's gonna die.
Dude, I love that this girl's just getting it.
Yeah, she's just getting into it.
Yeah, who likes swimming?
Oh, what's that?
Oh snap!
Oh shit! This isn't good. Oh,
now
no.
There's the creature. Oh,
oh god!
The creature.
The costume is so good.
Guys, you're giving me nightmares. I'm gonna have a. Oh my god!
That thing must have been a nightmare to swim in. Like he's probably drowning. He's struggling for his life right now. He's not actually trying
How
to swim.
How can you not like notice that?
1930s Hollywood costume tech. Yeah. It's just like rubber.
He's like, I can't breathe.
I had a turtle bite my toe once in the lake, but
a turtle?
Yeah, but this is even scarier. The turtle was terrifying. I'm like, oh my god, I'm never going in a lake again.
Look, there he is.
Oh god.
It's kind of just like pussyfooting around him. I feel like it could have eaten her a long time ago.
Yeah, he's just playing with his food.
Oh.
But then he goes, look at that.
This is almost like synchronized swimming. It's
it is.
Romantic.
Look
it's
at kind of sexy,
like,
really.
Yeah. That person in the costume is huge. Like, he's freaking huge.
I think he's drowning. I think he's struggling to live. He's like, oh my god, where's my oxygen tank? I gotta get back here and take a hit of my oxygen tank.
Yeah, right? I mean, he's definitely got like...
Okay, well that was anticlimactic.
Yeah, this guy didn't
anything.
Even do anything. What the heck? He was just trying to like rub up on her. Yeah. It's the creepy monster.
Oh, no, there's something
oh,
scary.
She's going down. She's gonna go down.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. I don't like this.
He's like, oh, here I go in. Now he's making a move.
Oh yeah, sexy girl though.
Oh, that's the cue.
Oh, she senses something strange.
That's the weird music.
Something is afoot.
And
tickle
next
monster.
Oh. Did you just say tickle?
tickle.
Oh my
tickle.
God, he's totally going to tickle her.
Why is he like afraid though?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a monster.
Well, cause he wants to make the right move. You have to make a good first impression.
He wants to make it really smooth.
Yeah. I better check that out. Now he's scared.
That's the wrong thing
he's
to
a
do.
Shy creature from the Black Lagoon.
Aww.
She's like, well, let me check this out, this mysterious lagoon.
I feel like he just doesn't have enough confidence, and he needs to...
Yeah, he's just
going to
make a
this
move.
Is basically the movie Beauty and the Beast, but he just never got to talk to her.
Yeah.
And he's a little more scaly.
A
little more scaly. Do you guys see Beauty and the Beast yet?
No.
I don't plan on it.
It's amazing.
What's amazing about it? Tell me why it's amazing.
Well, first off, it had a gay relationship and two
god.
Biracial relationships.
Oh my god.
Biracial?
And a bestiality relationship.
Oh, that's very cool.
Not bad.
Super progressive. I loved it. Luke Evans as Gaston was the best. I know I've told you guys that he's my celebrity crush, and if he weren't gay, we would be together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It was wonderful.
That brings me to an interesting question. I thought about this is how my mind works, too. I was thinking about, what celebrity crush was I thinking about? I was thinking about some celebrity crush, and then it made me think about which celebrity crush would least be the most mad about having no sex with me.
Wait, which one would be the most upset
like,
about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like definitely be upset about it.
Probably Donald Trump.
That's not my celebrity crush, though.
I don't know. You're into some weird
oh,
shit.
No, but like we were talking about the other week. I'm like, I like Aubrey Plaza, and I feel like Aubrey Plaza wouldn't hate me. But like, I have this weird thing for Ellen Page. I think she would, and not just because she's into girls, but I think she would like be really angry about it. I think she would hate me a lot.
Yeah, she wouldn't probably like your humor too much.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, Ellen Page. That's kind of a weird one, but it's like. I feel you. It's like a guilty pleasure.
There's something sexy about her.
She's
air,
super
cute.
Yeah, get that.
I don't know who she is.
Ellen Page. She was Juno.
Oh, was she the pregnant girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was
That's
Michael
when Dee fell for her.
That is. My gosh, she puts out.
Oh my god.
Juno
yeah,
was all good.
Right. So.
Yeah, Juno was good.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I love Juno.
Yeah. Well, there's Ellen Page. So. All right.
I have a funny story, but I don't want to get into it. But I watched the movie Juno with this girl, and I thought it would be like a perfect movie to watch with a girl. You know what I mean?
No.
But she ended up getting rid of one of her kids, so it was like the most like horror.
That's uncomfortable.
Also, dude, if you're trying to score, don't watch a movie about a chick being pregnant.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they fuck, we could fuck. Like, what's up?
Like, nothing. Surely nothing bad could happen. Worst movie to ever watch on a date. I didn't have this happen to me, but one of my friends, some Tinder guy, had her come over, and he played the movie It Follows, which, if nobody's seen this, it's a movie about an ST demon. It's about...
What?
Oh, what? ST demon?
An ST demon. So, there's this...
Sounds like
demon.
Something you have to watch in high
exactly.
school.
Exactly. It follows you, and if it catches you, it kills you. But you pass it on to somebody else through sex. So, like, why? Why would you ever watch that on a first date if you're trying to...
Maybe he's trying to tell you something.
I feel like I actually did watch that in high
did
school.
You, did
I
you
feel
meet
like I've actually seen this.
Yeah. Did you meet him on one of those, like, websites where everyone has herpes or something like that?
No, I didn't go on this date. This was a friend
of
mine.
Oh, okay.
But...
Sure. Friend of mine.
Shut
the fuck up. Friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. My friend...
But know all the details perfect.
Yeah.
Super. Just, surely I wouldn't be on a herpes site. Durr.
That's right.
I feel like we should listen to some of your music.
Jane, we could segue.
Segue, pivot.
All right. Let's do that. Well, let's talk to Aaron real quick. Aaron, what have you been up to since last year? You're only here a couple weeks ago. What have you been up to? Anything new?
I dox it. Woo!
You dock?
Dog
sit. Like sitting by the dock of the bay? Sit on docks?
Oh,
just
yes.
Think?
I sit on docks all the time.
Okay.
Guys.
You dog sit.
I dog sit.
Anything music related? You played a show the other night at the Pin, right?
Oh, yeah. I did play a show at the Pin the other night. That's right. Yeah. I love how you have to remind
I know, like,
me of
I know,
that because
I, know
I can't remember
schedule.
Anything. Yeah. Because you're my manager, right?
Yeah, I'm her assistant. Let's go with manager. I like manager better.
So, Aaron, are you like a solo artist? Do you play with a band?
Solo.
Nice.
She's pretty dope, as the kids say these days.
What? Did we say that?
I don't think you can speak for what the kids say these
days.
Right,
that's true.
What do the kids say these days for what's cool?
On Fleek,
what's
right?
Fly or
no.
Hip.
Is that too? So
okay.
2016?
Well, here's the thing: is I'm not a cool kid, so I'm just like I do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay. What's that?
So,
what's happening?
I know both of those.
Those are things I've heard of. Are you? Do you have any shows coming up?
Not right now, no. I know. I'm not on top of it as much as I should be.
That's all right.
But I'm planning on busking downtown more. I'll be playing, you know, just busking. If you don't know what busking is, it's a musician who plays on the street for money.
Ah, all right.
Oh, so like a homeless person.
No. Yes.
So sometimes you'll actually find really talented musicians doing that, like people that are playing around town.
Yeah.
Prince did that for like the last year of his career.
Did he?
No, not really.
Okay.
He's a showman. He needs like more of a production.
Yeah.
No,
there's
true.
Famous people who used to do that.
Nice. Yeah.
Before they were famous. I don't know who exactly, but I've heard of people.
There's a YouTube video of like a world famous violinist.
I saw that.
Like, just like playing for people.
Is it Lindsey Sterling?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be way dope if it was. No.
Oh,
that's the only
Lindsay
violinist
Sterling.
I know.
Right.
I love Lindsey Sterling.
Me too.
Love with her. I need to meet
she's
her.
She's kind of hot too.
She's definitely hot.
But she's,
I love her
she's
hairstyle.
Mormon.
Have you guys seen her like her
she's
peacock
Mormon?
Hairstyle?
Yeah.
No yeah, she has a really
yeah,
interesting
Mormon.
Style.
Yeah,
really?
She actually did
That's
a video of it, and when I had longer hair, I tried to do it, but epically failed. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even epic. It was like it
just
was
a failure.
Fail.
So what is busking? Where does that term come from? Do you know what? Where? How?
No, people just said it, and when I learned what it meant, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna say that all the time because I sound cool.
Sounds smart. Like I know what's up.
Exactly.
They probably said busing downtown. Like I'm gonna take the bus to downtown and play music because I'm a musician, so I don't have a car.
yep.
Okay, so let's. Well, do you want to do a live song, or do you want to? Should we play some off YouTube, or what do you want to do?
I could do a live song.
Let's do
probably.
Let's do a live song.
Live songs are always more fun.
What's the name of this song? We're gonna listen to an original song by Aaron Parks, because all our songs are original.
Yes, they are.
Because she's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are.
Oh, thank you.
No, her song, super talented. Like, I was blown away. So let's what's the song you're going to play for us
the
called?
The song that I am going to play is, oh gosh, I forget what, oh my God, I had it in my head. Don't Know Why.
Don't Know Why.
Don't. It's a newer song.
Okay.
And I like this song, and I'm trying to find it right now. Uh-oh.
That's all right. Okay. I can stall. We can filibuster. We can fill time.
Actually, I know this song.
All right, you got it?
Cool. Yeah. So this is Don't Know Why. I don't know this game, and in fact, I don't know much of anything. I'm not an average kid. I will say I did, but I didn't. 'Cause when the lights go out at night, I turn mine on. And when someone sits in front of the room, I will sit behind. And I don't know why I can't say these words. So please don't tell me to shout this verse. I will try my best, but please don't expect much. I'm not like the rest. 'Cause when the curtains open up, I will try to close them. And when I see those eyes on me, I will hold my breath in. And I don't know why. I can't lift a dime, though the world feels like it's on my shoulder. And I don't wanna live this way, so they say catch her and hold her. When the lights go out at night, I will shut my blinds. And when someone says sit by me, I will sit beside. And when someone says shout your lines, I will shout my lines. And when I see those eyes on me, I will then feel fine. And finally, I know why.
Wow. God
thank
damn.
You.
That was awesome.
Oh, sound effect. Thank you.
I am no, that was the live audience at the studio.
Oh, that
was the
live studio audience. Yeah. Okay.
That was great. That was a little
you.
More... Upbeat than
yeah.
usually do.
Yeah, except it's still kind of a sadder song.
Yeah.
All my songs are super sad, but they have like that. Like
oh,
they,
God, you
like,
are
I have
an
a
adult.
Song that's like. I have like a really like happy kind of like.
Like hey
and
look.
It sounds super happy, but then you start singing it's super depressing.
Yeah, we're all sad, and life is hopeless, and nothing good is ever going to happen again.
But you're like the most upbeat, depressed person I think I've ever met. You've got a
that's
great
good.
Attitude about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
You
it's the medication.
Yes, there you go.
The medication.
That
thank
was
you.
Awesome. That's really good.
Thank
so
you.
So where would people, you have your stuff on YouTube? On
yeah, I do. I have stuff on YouTube. I have stuff on SoundCloud. I got it on the Facebooks and the Twitters.
Nice.
And the Instagrams.
And they would just like Google your name.
Pretty
or?
Much everything that is everything goes by Erin Parks Music, ErinParkes, and then music. And it's just everything is under that. So
find it.
Nice.
Find it. Yeah, guys. Nice. Find
on
it.
Instagram. She's on Facebook, on YouTube, everywhere. Twitter. And she's here. And we are shortly here. We're going to do something exciting. But I think I want to hear one more song.
Okay.
And then we will move into our little game plan. The plan of games that the games planned that we planned. For the game.
I'm just going to move this a little.
Move that, all right.
If that happens. If it happens. Okay. Okay.
You do you.
I'm doing me.
Oh,
oh man. I don't feel like that wasn't part of the plan.
Oh, yes.
Nailed it.
Okay,
all right.
Wait.
Fixing the mic here.
Okay, I'm just going to. I'll just look down at it and do this. Haha. Okay. So this song is called Same. Oh, God. I'm breaking everything.
Same?
Same. S-A-M-E. Same.
Same.
And it's about, what is it about?
It's about being sad.
It's about trying to find your place in the world.
All right.
All right. Okay. Also, it's kind of about, like, you know, mental health and issues that people have.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Jay, listen up.
God damn it.
Oh, wait, I need my guitar pick for this. I've been walking on the edge for quite some time. I need to get myself together and get in line. These words may work for a while, but not all the time. And I'll try to listen to you. Just don't take offense if I start turning blue, 'cause I can't listen once, so I'm sure I won't listen twice. One day I'll grow up, one day I'll run away, just to find my place. One day I'll wake up not feeling the slightest change. And I swear every day I still feel the same. I've been walking the wrong way, breaking bones and a broken back in the same day. I'm lost and I can't seem to find my way, so I'll just follow these steps and hope they can lead me to somewhere I can rest. I don't think I'm done just yet. One day I'll grow up, one day I'll run away, just to find my place. One day I'll wake up not feeling the slightest change. And I swear every day I still feel the same. I've been running for my life. I've fallen once and I've fallen twice. I don't think I'm done just yet. And I've been trying to yell, is somebody out there? I need somebody here. I don't think I'm done just yet. One day I'll grow up, one day I'll run away, just to find my place. One day I'll wake up not feeling the slightest change. And I swear every day I still feel the same way. But maybe this time is different, maybe I've finally changed. Maybe I've finally changed.
Nice.
Yay.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
Find the full episode Wednesday for the social hour. Say hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm British, suddenly.
That was really great.
Oh,
amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, was it the British awesome. Accent or the song?
I mean, both.
Hello, mate.
You should write some songs with a British accent.
I can do that.
Are you on Spotify?
No. SoundCloud. I am not. I'm sorry. Oh, SoundCloud, yes.
SoundCloud?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm going to talk in a British accent for the remainder of this episode.
Do you guys want to hear my Kate Beckinsale impression, speaking of British accents?
Yes, please.
Hold on.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Character. See on the character.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath out. Now we're a yoga Oscar session, guys. So,
hold on.
Okay, wait. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out.
Okay. All right, here's my Kate Beckinsale impression.
Oh, God.
Are you guys ready?
No.
Hello, I'm Kate Beckinsale.
God, was that her?
Did
she
I,
in the room?
Right? I know, you were swept away,
oh
right?
My.
Close your eyes, close your eyes.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Kate Beckinsale. Right?
I
you
can't,
felt like
I
she was here.
Like
she was
like
here,
she's right?
Right
in the room
I feel
with
like I'm kind of scared. Like, right. Oh my God, I don't see her. She's a ghost.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. Do it again.
Dude,
so.
That's a true tale.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to set this on
yeah,
backwards.
I'm pretty good at the impression.
You could probably put together like a whole Kate Beckinsale monologue.
Hello, mate.
Honor her whole career.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, okay, so how do you talk like that? How do you do it? Well,
hold on.
Do it again.
Well, it's a gift. I can't.
Okay,
just,
so.
You know, I can't just do it on command. You
okay.
got to work up to it.
Okay.
You know? All right.
Now.
Hello, I'm Kate Beckinsale.
So just that line. Just
wait,
that one line.
Kate Beckinsale. I don't even know this person, but I'm trying.
Do you have any other impressions for us?
Do a Niall Horan accent.
Well, I can do...
do an Irish.
I can. Okay. You want to hear me?
Yes, I want to hear
you. All right.
I have some Irish in me, so...
I need to proceed with caution. This is my.
Jess just drew a hard line in the sand.
He's like, nope.
I'm Irish. There's nothing funny about me.
Jeez. Applause for that.
Oh.
That was
thanks.
Lovely.
Pretty good. Pretty
okay.
good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Stop right there.
Yeah. No. Sometimes I can do Christopher Walken, actually.
Wait,
if I get in the right. If I get in the right.
Oh,
mode.
It wasn't me. No. Nope.
All right.
Yep, it was.
I like to do that. I like to do this, too.
I thought that was going to be her Morgan Freeman impression.
That's his trademark.
Wow.
You know?
Taking it back in the lineage. So, all right. Let's,
oh, my God. I just got that. You're such a fucking asshole.
Wait. I'm missing something. I'm sorry, but I'm definitely missing something.
Jesus is just being racist.
That's not racist. That's factually accurate. Jeez,
get out of this
that's
room.
That is historically accurate. I didn't make that up. Like, it's not my fault Germans killed Jews, but if I talk about it, it doesn't make me racist. It doesn't mean I want to slaughter them, too. It just means that's a thing that happened.
Okay. Well, that's debatable. I'm kidding.
This is a racist. He likes to talk about these things. And that's all I've got. Because I'm going to sing with an accent all the time. Because I like to sing with wine.
With wine?
Because I like wine.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I never drink it, but yeah.
I thought you said you were 18.
Yeah, geez, that doesn't sound like
I don't drink. Okay. I've never.
We're all going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are going to have the police knocking on your door. Uh-oh. Like, all right, you
I'm
guys.
I'm going to delete that video. We put the live video. All right, well, now that Aaron is feeling like improv on the guitar. We're going to do something special tonight. I thought this would be fun because we have been trying to figure out a intro song for Jay's News.
Yeah.
And I realized we had one of the most talented musicians in Spokane to create an intro song live during the show. So let's ask Jay some questions.
Hi, Jay.
Let's spot her and we can kind of create. And, you know, Aaron can come up with a little riff and we'll do a little, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out. But so let's ask Jay some questions.
Okay.
Jay, let this be a PSA.
Okay. Jay, what is...
okay.
All right. Okay, moving on.
I can do it in public with people.
Well, okay.
Oh, you can do it.
Like with people. People involved. Not always hot. But really, Jay.
Yeah, I know, really, right?
No, but first of all, serious. Come on. That's something you can actually do.
Make people laugh together. hey, Jay.
Let's ask Jay a question.
All right. Okay. If you had to choose, would you protect the elderly
or
the socioeconomically downtrodden?
That is a big...
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get into it. I'm going to get rid of the elderly because they've had their time. They're done and they...
Let's call her right now.
Let's
do you have any grandparents alive? Let's call them right now.
Old people to die.
To die. She does inappropriate things in public.
I thought we went with Jay.
She loves laughter.
Well, that makes me sound really creepy.
Jay.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, okay. So let's start. Here's how I see old people gone, and this is her news song. That's how the
oh my god,
like their demise. This is the end of her news song. That's
I don't know if I could say big words.
Okay, so that's gonna be the ending of her song.
I feel like the only people who are gonna give a shit about the news segment are the old people, though.
Well, good.
I don't know. Nana doesn't think black people should be allowed in the house, so I don't know how wise she is.
I get that. What?
Nothing. I'm just looking at your face.
make it hard metal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty edgy.
We've got the last two verses.
Do you got another question for me, Boop?
She's in a pro. Ooh.
Your favorite phrase.
My favorite phrase. This is consensual. I consent.
Wait, what is it? Verbal. What?
Sorry.
Say right now. What's your favorite phrase? Not. Okay.
I'm over 21. I can drink.
Sideways.
This is consensual.
I should have. Yeah. Okay. Here's. Okay. I'm gonna try and write something.
Hey, Jay. It's been a really great day. Spent my day. Hank and
that you don't just give the news, you give the news consensually.
Ooh, I love that.
You give the news.
Say I do kind of.
So Jay.
Hey Jay.
I
actually write a real
long
with that.
There's so many things that rhyme with Jay.
Let's see.
How about you say?
Let's see. It's time for. Okay, it's so quick.
Oh, you're working it out, okay.
Yeah, I'm working out, trying to work something out as well. No. Oh, I forgot we're actually on a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. Like Justin Wood Jay.
I don't know if I know.
Booze News. Oh, my God, we should drink.
My.
What was
the booze news?
But
we
I can't.
The
booze.
The
booze. The booze.
What was the last
line? Oh wait, what about the boobs
with?
News?
What no.
What was the last line I came up with though?
Jay, wants old people.
No,
the end.
It's time for James.
I'm trying to be all metal. I don't know.
It's been a really great day.
Fun, yeah. Creative process. Yeah. Thank you for helping.
It's very, very fun.
It's rewarding.
It's very fun. My facial expression is just telling you how fun this is.
Your eyes are glowing.
Yeah.
This is the news with Jay.
Old people get in the way. Old people don't need to be here. This is the news with Jay.
To go.
Yeah. And why is there a blinker always on?
So this is just hate speech now.
Yeah, this is really bad.
You gotta add in a lot. It's agreed upon by both people.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what?
It's agreed upon by both people. Mostly
consensual. Is that the word?
Actually, important word to know.
Consensual.
Yes. It means that both people are consensual partners.
Jay. Once old people gone. How to put that word in a song.
It's a hard one to rhyme with.
Sensual.
Ooh, sensual.
I'm almost done, guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you give me the lyrics, I can definitely. But I mean, should this be okay? Should this be a happy song or like a?
I like edgy
lyrics. Well, we'll do a final version after the show.
We gotta harmonize. I can harmonize because you. I can sing the backup.
Awesome. Yeah.
Deez, what do you got for us so far?
Okay, so here's what sensual news with Jay. She's going to tell you what's going on in the world today. And then I want a middle verse, but we're going to end it with Jay wants old.
Let me take a picture of like the, or let, give me the lyric, like the beginning lyrics again.
It's time.
Sensual news with Jay.
She's going to tell you what's going on in the world today. okay. I kind of want public.
No. And we have to find a rhyme word that rhymes with public.
Yeah, it's you can make it flow. Flows. If you're listening.
Time for that consensual. Gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. She does inappropriate.
Oh my god. I don't know. Maybe we.
She does anything.
I feel like we can do better.
Once, but and she says fuck it.
Sensual. Consensual. That's how you say the word, right?
Consensual.
Time for the consensual news with Jay.
She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today.
And then we got,
She wants to... Give me another question. Let's get some more material.
Okay. What's... Never mind.
So you're trying to deliver the news to everybody.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why do you care?
Because I think they're a very biased source. Like Jay.
Biased source.
We need a... I don't know. It sounds like too serious of a song.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Warmed.
with,
Storms. Storms.
With the,
Corn
with
fields.
With the new style. As exciting as chloroform.
Oh my god, chloroform. Does this smell like chloroform to you?
It could be a quick line, too, you know? It could be like, it's propaganda time, another line that rhymes.
That's tight, actually.
So, yes, it's propaganda
time.
It's propaganda time, another line that rhymes.
Damn, that's brilliant.
That was pretty brilliant.
Okay.
I don't know if it flows as well with the rest of it.
You can sing and write songs.
I'm not very good at writing sarcastic songs. It's just going to turn into something serious. And
everything
I'm going to write something very serious about Jay.
Oh, jeez.
Jay has so many mental issues and problems. She
Jay
needs to see
has
a psychiatrist.
So many issues and problems.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
Jay needs to tell us the news. And the problems. Jay has been with us for a while. She has made us happy with smiles. Jay, it's been a really great day.
Yeah. Jay, are you okay? Do you need to talk to someone?
Jay, are you okay? You need to get some therapy. cause that's what you need. Cause some of us need to talk to some people. Some of us need people.
Irritable people.
Irritable people.
How you doing, Deez?
I'm trying to find a word.
Oh, use rhymezone.com, by the way.
Rhymezone.com?
Yeah, go to rhymezone.com right now. That is the best website to use. Okay. No, I mean, you need to be sponsored by Rhymezone now.
I think I am.
Okay, yeah. So rhymezone.com, and you type in any word you want, and it'll give you, like, multiple words that it rhymes with.
Deez,
and you can also do near rhymes as
if
well.
If you want to get inspired, this could be the opportunity for us to listen to the emo Trump song. It has the edginess I'm going for. And also the news.
The because news.
It's Donald Trump's tweets sung
it's
in an
all
emo
right.
song. It's incredible.
I can sing an emo voice.
Can you?
Probably not. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, that whiny, like...
I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of emo music, so...
I used to. Fall Out Boy all the way!
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jay.
Oh, God.
It's been a really great day.
Let's see. Oh, God. I can't find anything that rhymes with...
Sorry.
I'm trying to find a word that rhymes with
the
Trump.
Consensual news.
Trump. Jump. Plump.
Cump.
Rump.
Voluptuous. Jump.
That's a stretch.
Kadump.
Unless you make the first word Trump shoeist.
Pump. Kalump. Fist pump. Fist pump.
Okay. Pump. Booty bump.
Booty bump.
Booty bumping. Fist pumping.
Booty
bump. We're going to make a trap song.
Yeah.
Fist pumping. Booty bumping. News thumping. Donald
Trumping.
Oh my God, please.
This is fun.
Let's just put like a beat track on though.
Okay.
I think I need to write songs with you guys.
How about this?
Oh no.
No, we're good. Okay, so how about this? So the middle verse, try this.
Okay, hold on.
It's propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Entertainment, celebrity, and what's up with Trump. So we're filling all the news.
Okay,
propaganda
yeah.
time, so let's fist.
So let's fist pump.
Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrities, news, and Donald Trump.
Yeah, entertainment, celebrities, and Donald Trump. Or like celebrity sports and Donald Trump.
Celebrity sports and Donald Trump.
Celebrity.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Sounds like, but I like it.
Sounds great, Jay. You're killing it. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Jay's going to go home and rock out. This is fantastic. I think we're on something here. And then
you need one more small verse, I think.
So
to fill that verse?
Maybe.
It's time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Entertainment, sports, and what's up with Trump. Jay wants old people gone. And this is the end of her new song.
That's pretty solid.
New song.
Of Jay's new song. Can we do that? All right, let's see what we come up with.
So, how should this song be? Should it be like... Or like, should it be...
I mean,
let's try both ways.
Let's go
a little mellow first.
And then super gravelly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This right here. It's time.
So that's what we're calling it, right? The consensual news.
The consensual news.
It's time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrity in sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone. This is the end of Jay's new song.
Consensual news.
All right, let's try it. Yeah, let's crank it up and see what.
Yeah,
let's
get edgy.
That old people line is like a cryptic warning, just randomly placed in there.
Like, whoa.
I did say it was propaganda time, so there's definitely.
It's time for the consensual news of Jay. just gotta tell you what's going on in the world today. Hard to see the lyrics under this. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrity sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people. Jay wants old people gone. This is the end of Jay's new song.
Or... I feel like you could do that last lyric a couple times. Like, Jay wants old people gone. I said Jay wants old people gone.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize
old people gone. This is the end of Jay's new song. Jay wants old people gone. Jay wants old people gone. And this is the end of her brand new song. There you go.
I think that upbeat is the winner. All right,
I like upbeat too.
After the show, okay, let's go one more time.
Oh God, am I the only one singing?
Yeah,
this?
No, go.
Oh
yeah.
God, oh God. Now
are we all gonna sing it together? Or
we should
what
all
do you
sing it
do?
Together.
No, this is gonna be Aaron's.
Oh
Aaron's
God,
sing
no.
It.
She's a
pro.
Oh no.
Oh, that's
true.
Ooh.
You don't want us to be in it. Fuck.
We're trying to. We're trying to make
fuck you guys. I don't want you guys in it.
Yeah, you're solo act.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Okay. I gotta take a moment.
You're Simon. We're Garfunkel. Okay. You don't need us.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of sad. I love Simon and Garfunkel. Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta figure this out. It's time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda. God damn it, this is hard.
Okay. I can hold it for you if you want.
Okay.
Would that help?
Yeah,
we'll record
would.
A master version after the
that's
show,
true.
But this
okay.
will give you a chance to.
I like how my first original song involves ageism.
It's time for the consensual news with Jay. She's gonna tell you what's going on in the world today. Propaganda time, so let's fist pump. Celebrity sports and Donald Trump. Jay wants old people gone. Jay wants old people gone. Jay wants old people gone. And this is the end of Jay's new song.
Woo!
That's close enough.
Consensual news.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now I just gotta remember that.
Okay.
That's right. We'll do a.
We'll do it later.
Okay. We can play it again after the show.
Okay.
We'll listen,
we can do this, guys.
All right. Well, that is going to be Jay's new song.
Yay!
Okay, I love it. That was fun.
Playful little bit of hate speech in there.
Hey, hate speech or no hate speech, you're somebody now.
Yeah.
Got your very
I
want
to be somebody.
And I want to dance with somebody. Hey, you had a
love somebody.
Somebody. I want somebody to all right.
I need somebody to love.
Okay, well, we are going to get into the news now that we're here.
Woo-hoo!
And Jay,
woo-hoo!
I'm just going to play this little classy music in the background because I still love it.
Since we don't have the consensual news.
Yeah, we don't have the consensual news. Yeah, this will be the last edition of the classy news.
Welcome to the consensual news with Jay. You can listen if you want, but you don't have to. It's your choice.
You can listen if you want.
But you should listen.
But you don't have to stay.
So to begin our consensual news, we're going to start with a 19-year-old girl in Alabama was just arrested for a statutory rape of a 14-year-old boy.
Wow.
That's a good song to start
That's
with.
A good song.
So what happened was she listed him as the father when she was trying to get state assistance from a Medicaid program, but she listed a 14-year-old as the father, pretty much self-incriminating herself. So afterwards, obviously, the police come and arrest her. She is out on bail now, but there's been this huge kind of public response to it. It's like, well, like, she's actually really pretty, but not that that matters. But they're
it
like,
does matter.
They're like, is that really rape? Like, like, he was super consensual. So that brings us up to perfect for our first story on the consensual news.
It is perfect.
This conversation, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's 100% statutory rape. Legally.
Well, legally.
It's 5 years difference.
Legally.
So it's
that's
like
a pretty huge difference.
When I was 14, I definitely banged a 19-year-old.
Did you really?
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah, like, for sure. Like, older than that.
Okay, so did you feel like a victim?
I still feel like a victim. No, I felt awesome. Listen. Here should be the line with guys. And I understand it's a little different with girls. Like, if a 19-year-old guy was like, I feel like a woman, a young woman can be taken advantage of easier than a young boy.
Why?
Whoa, dude. I just realized that this argument, which we've used and like is sound to me, but yeah. It's also super discriminatory. It's like saying that girls are like have like less capacity to like deal with like guys' tricks and stuff.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying that. Dude. I just think, I mean, I don't think they're less capable. I just like I think they have a different view on sex. Like I think it's a different, like, they have, like, their guys are more wired to just, like, sex. And not that girls aren't, like, wired that way, don't want sex, too, and things like that. But I think for guys, it's more, like, procreate as much as we can, like, or, like, at least, you know, the act of.
Well, that's kind of nature and nurture, bro, don't you think? Well, like, I feel like societal gender roles make women think that we're supposed to be like no.
I think that's kind
women
of
women are taught that we're supposed to like hold out and whatnot, whereas yeah. boys they're taught oh like you have to go get it and go after sex. I think
get it while you can.
No,
boy.
But in if you look back in history, even like I think it's like the man the nature. I'm talking about nature. I'm not talking about nurture. I'm talking about strictly nature. The nature of man is to. That's why a lot of, like, if you look at nature before science, women died during childbirth a lot or died younger than men did back in, you know, I'm talking, like, many thousands of years ago. Because the women were just strictly kind of designed for reproducing the our race. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a lot of other roles. The man hunted, the man killed. You know, and the man procreated. And they didn't like fall in love back then. It was like they just went around and just got as much as they could, and they wanted to spread their seed naturally and like impregnate and create more of them. You know, and like just like in the wild, you have animals who, you know, literally like wild stallions will stomp foals to death if it's not their lineage because they don't want other lineages to survive. So I think it's like it's a little different, I think, with boys than it is with girls, and maybe that's just me from the perspective, partly from a perspective of a guy who, as a young man, slept with older women. And I feel like it's not a crime if you can beat off to it later. That's when it's not a crime.
I feel like I shouldn't be a part of this conversation.
Sorry. But, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was, like, to me, I never felt like a victim. But everyone's different, too. Like, there's some people who are 14 and probably, like, if this kid was able to.
But
and
you do think she should be arrested, right? So she's pregnant with this 14-year-old's baby. She is absolutely committed
legally.
I don't think she should be arrested?
I think they should ask the kid, like, hey, man, what's up? Like, did you feel weird? Right. Did she, like, come over and, like, make you pull it out?
I think there should be...
If he's like, hell no, that girl bought me cigarettes, I came over, bop.
Well, okay, and here's another issue as well. So she's saying that she had his parents' consent for him to spend a fortnight, which was the
that was a weird.
I was like, a fortnight? Like, okay, Abe Lincoln. but, like, yeah, maybe that shit was fine back then. So, okay, parental consent also brings up another. I mean, also, that's super
weird. That's weird, rapey, too. Like,
parental consent.
Get out my kids.
Yeah. Parental consent to stay the night, not to have sex, though.
Yeah, they're making it seem like it was implied.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, why should parents have the consensual warrant over their child's sexuality? Like, I don't want my parents to be able to sign off on my, you know, sexual agency.
Sure. Yeah.
So. Well, they did, and I traded them a cow for it.
Was it a fat cow?
No, not much of a cow at all.
I've worn at least a cow and three hens, damn you.
I just feel like there's there should be with stuff like this, it should be a little case by case. Like, if it's like a 40-year-old dude and a 15-year-old girl, like, exactly. You know, that's a way different story. This is like, that's not a big age difference. Like, you can, like, when you can technically almost be at the same high school going to, like, there can be, like, almost a 19-year-old senior and a 14-year-old freshman going to the same high school. But if they have sex, you're like, you can't put them in the same high school setting and every day they spend together.
If they had sex, like, if that same couple had sex 5 years later, it would have been completely consensual, even though the age is still the same distance
apart. But, okay, maturity, it changes.
Maturity
is
huge.
They should
yeah, like a five-year gap, like, if I'm almost 25, so if I was with a 30-year-old, our maturity level is not going to be significantly different. However, me with a 20-year-old, probably going to be a lot of difference. Me, like, a 20-year-old with a 15-year-old, a 15-year-old with a 10-year-old, it just gets more and more extreme the younger you get.
Totally.
So, and I think those age restrictions are in place for a reason. Like, in the state of Washington, the age of consent is 16, and I think there needs to be...
Whoa, why do you know that? See, I don't even know the age
of consent.
Okay, so
there was a really cute boy who was in Running Start when I was in college, and maybe I looked up the laws. Didn't go through with it, but maybe I looked up the laws.
Well, age of consent, don't ask me why I know this. Age of consent is 16 in states like this, but also that is only for people who are, if you once you're over 18, that's much different also.
Yeah, I think it's been a 3-year age
something like that,
right?
Yeah. So, but if 15, if 14 to 19 to me is, I think at 14, 14-year-olds are banging other 14-year-olds. So, like, how is it different than them banging a 19-year-old at that point? Like, it's...
Well, that's a 5-year age difference, though.
Like, that's
this
not
chick
a big
could be
5 years.
She could be a sophomore in college at that point, and this boy's a freshman in high school. Like, that's
it's like,
weird.
If he's like, there's four, like, when I was 14, dude, I probably looked like I was, like, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. It's like, I probably shouldn't have been banging old women.
And so
but it's like, there's dudes that were, when I went to high school, that had a fucking beard when they were 14 years old. And
right?
Like,
oh my god,
that's
so
three,
weird.
Like,
yes.
Men, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
okay,
damn,
that's
steroids
so
and chicken.
That's one of the arguments that her parents were making. They're like, oh, well, he looked much older than 14. But you could say that same shit, like, let's say
the
45-year-old
outside girl. She's got big old titties, she's 14 years old.
Yeah, or if a 45-year-old dude had sex with a 15-year-old, he's like, oh, she looked much older. Like, I think at a certain point as an adult, you have the responsibility to make sure that your partner is of legal age.
But 19-year-olds are stupid. And I'm not saying, like...
I'm going to be 19 in a month.
I know. But, well, but I mean, but you wouldn't do this, though.
She's also, like, bragging about her pregnancy with a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, okay,
so,
if
he was, like, 12, I would be... I would probably feel... I feel like it... When you get to, like... Okay, and we are back. We had some technical difficulties, and unfortunately, we had a really great conversation that no one will ever hear, but I feel like it was the gods deeming that conversation appropriate for the... Jay admitted she killed an elderly person, and I've covered it up.
And now that confession is gone, so justice will be unserved.
That's right. The point is... 14-year-old boy should bang everyone.
No,
all right, moving on. Next topic. Next.
That's
what we decided. You're right. You said 13, and I said they should at least be 14.
Oh my god, we're getting back into this, guys.
Okay. All right.
Hey now, children, do I need to separate you two?
Okay.
It's gonna be a slap fight over here.
All right. Let's move on, Jay. What else do you got for the news?
You do want it to be a little bit shorter, right?
Let's do one more at least.
Okay. On a more
we'll see how we feel.
Serious note, let's talk about a little bit of D-Trump. I cackled my ass off when their healthcare bill didn't even make it to the floor. That was delightful.
The
GOP had 7.5 years to come up. They've been bitching for such a long time, and then what they come up with was just such a piece of shit that it didn't even get to make it to the floor.
That's pretty bad, I heard. What does anyone know any details of it?
So it was the American Healthcare Act, and during Trump's campaign, what he promised was to provide healthcare for everyone that was going to be more affordable and better quality. However, in this healthcare act that he was actually threatening people, saying they could lose their seats in Congress if they didn't vote yes on it. It was absolutely not what he promised. It would leave 24 million people uninsured,
premiums would be significantly higher. They showed I think it was like a 56-year-old person making $26,000 a year. Their premiums used to be under the Obamacare Act, like $4,000, or I believe that $4,000. And then under this new care, it would be like over $14,000. So basically half of their yearly income.
Crazy.
So it's just insane. So it's good that it fell flat. It's kind of a nice little check and balance for old D. Trump.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I heard there was a lot of it was going to affect a lot of veterans. A lot of veterans are going to be without health care.
It was mainly going to affect the elderly, the poor, and veterans, which is ironic because those are predominantly the demographic that voted for Donald Trump. So it's like, if he wants to keep his voters happy,
constituency,
he should probably not fuck them over so immediately.
Well, and it's just one of those things that goes through. It's so hard to get, you know, healthcare at all in America. Unified healthcare system is very difficult.
Yeah.
The Affordable Care Act is very imperfect. Very, very imperfect. But it is at least a type of solution and in an attempt. What they can do actually is create a healthcare system that is superior to the Affordable Care Act and actually work better for everyone and for, you know, not be such a bane on the hospitals also. I mean, the insurance companies and medical providers, it's been hell, the Affordable Care Act. So hopefully we can find something that benefits everyone and doesn't just,
I think any plan, though, introduced by the GOP with what they're looking to do is going to cause more harm than good, though.
Well, and that may be so, but my point is that I hope that we can come up with something, because this is the main problem we have, is that everyone's too concerned about left and right, liberal or Republican or whatever. We need to get back to the middle, and we need to have sanity. We need to have concessions, and we need to have concessions from both sides, which means no one's going to have all their way all the time for a couple years, and the other party gets to have all their way all the time for a couple years. You have to have concessions, and you have to give up a little on each side, and that means not everyone's going to be happy, but it means the best for America as a whole.
But you forget that our supreme leader is a 70-year-old man child
who always gets his way, and
throws tantrums when he does not.
But your counterpart on the right would say the same thing about Obama. So he did get his way. So that's my point. Is I'm not saying he's right and what he wants is right. What I'm saying is hopefully our political system as a whole can come together and make something that is in the middle between the two extremes, because that's where the real answer lies. No one's just digging in that area right now.
No, that's fair. That would be ideal.
Yeah. So that's what we need for everything, not just healthcare, everything, to find that middle ground again. Because I say it all the time, as much as Newt Gingrich and Clinton hated each other, Bill Clinton hated each other while he was in office and Gingrich was Speaker of the House, they were very good at bipartisanship and finding middle ground and creating things that helped America. And lo and behold, we are in economic stimulus, greatest surplus of money in American history, blah, 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 or 50 years in America, things like that. So let's do that again.
That would be great.
Plus, less people get mad, because it's like, you know, you're never going to make everyone in America happy. But if there's some concessions on each side, it placates enough people to be like, okay, this is, you know, sure, not, you know, maybe against this, but it's not crazy one way or the other. We can't go super liberal and we can't go super right wing. We just can't. That's not good for America. So
what's weird to me is both the left and the right are like forcing this healthcare plan on people. It's not consensual.
That's true.
Oh, let's talk about that in the consensual news.
That is true, but,
This is
the kind of rape I don't like, Jay. Oh,
but don't you think, okay, so one of the reasons that healthcare is so expensive is because when people don't have healthcare, you go and you get this procedure that you need, the doctors have to perform it for you, and then you can't pay, so then the rest of us...
Why do the doctors have to perform it for you?
Well, if it's, like, a life-threatening condition,
yeah,
if you come
the
in, they're not going to be like, oh, show me your insurance, they're going to help you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I that makes sense as a person, but I'm saying, like, why do they have to? Can they just say, like, oh, sorry, like, you don't have any money, you can't...
Private practice and, like, there's the difference between state and, like, oh God, there's like, it's not personal, but there's like state licensed doctors and then like leather doctors who are like more like independent, I guess mm-hmm. you'd call them. Like, I forget the term. But like emergency rooms and things like that, if you come in with like, you know, rebar through your sternum.
Yeah, they're
like
not going to inquire about your insurance. They're going to help you.
Like exactly. They just do yeah. and figure it out later.
And that's sweet. I yeah. think that's how it should be.
Well, yeah. that is how it should be. But then if you don't have insurance and if you can't afford to pay.
If you got rebar stabbed, like, they should be like, all right, man, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
But then it's like, fuck, dude, I should have yeah. got rebar stabbed. Now I got to figure out how to pay these motherfuckers yeah. back over the next
Well, and
years.
A lot of people just don't. And then
right, totally,
to, they to don't cover have to. Those costs, then people who do have insurance are forced to pay much, much more. Like when I went to, I thought it was an urgent care, but I went to an emergency room because I thought I had pink eye. They looked at me. They were like, no, I think you just scratched your eye with your contact lens. You'll be fine. And then I got a bill for
$1,800. Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Which, fortunately, my insurance helped to cover some of it, but I still had to pay $600 for them to look at me and be like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's ridiculous.
So it's fucking crazy. And if you don't have insurance, there are a lot of people who, if I didn't, I just wouldn't pay that.
Well, also, part of the problem in why we are... the increased cost of healthcare is the litigious mm-hmm. nature of our society. Mm-hmm. We have created a society where people actually, you have less and less people every year wanting to be doctors or becoming doctors because the malpractice suits have gotten so out of hand mm-hmm. that they are just going to lose. Like I'm going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to become a doctor. And within the first couple of years of my practice, I'm going to get slapped with some malpractice lawsuit, mm-hmm. even when it's not my fault. And then I'm going to be out of practice and down the drain. I'm going to be working at Safeway, you know? Yeah. So it doesn't, you know, we've created this society where we let the crazy people control what happens. And like the, you know, the lawyers and the people who are just don't actually need help or want to sit around and collect money and find mm-hmm. a way to, you know, the slip and fall people and
yeah,
you know
yeah, yeah.
and those are the people just running our society now, and we've just yeah, what are you gonna do? So the cost of being a professional, a doctor, is like, yeah, if I'm gonna do this, it's gonna be fucking outrageously mm-hmm. expensive because it has to be worth my time. I have mm-hmm. to recoup my money quickly because who knows when I'll be, you know, get a malpractice suit and have to stop, or yeah. you know, it has to be worth me being able to pay a lawyer if I get sued. And the amount of coverage they have to carry now to be a doctor is so expensive. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'm like super pro free market saying this next thing, but there used to be a law in America where you weren't allowed to profit off of healthcare. And that was repealed by President Nixon, kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
So that way corporations yeah. could get involved in the medical industry. And sure. That's why you get charged like $40 for a Band-Aid. And that's
oh,
ridiculous.
Totally.
Like,
well, it's a really good Band-Aid.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's one of those Band-Aids that have unicorns on them.
Well, I would definitely pay $40
yeah.
bucks for
oh,
that.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, yeah. you get money in anything. It's like it's like our prison system. You put money, privatized prison system. All of a sudden, building prisons is one of the most profitable markets sectors in America.
Well, that's
now.
Horrible. Like having privatized prisons and privatized healthcare system. Like the guy, I forget his name, but he's the CEO of the company that they administer the HIV suppressant drugs, and they within the last I think 5 years jacked up the price of HIV drugs. Jesus, like 4,000%. They used to be really affordable, and now it's like thousands of dollars to get your prescription. So, and that's something that legally I think they can do since it's a private
rights.
Business.
They own the patents.
But it's insane. People it's are going to die because of that.
But check it out. So you guys probably heard about the EpiPen thing.
Yeah.
Wait,
so, yeah.
what?
So EpiPens are basically like something that if you have an allergic reaction, counteracts
yeah.
it. It's like an antihistamine.
Yeah. I'm allergic to bees.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's like,
this should concern
you should probably
you.
Have an EpiPen. And EpiPens used to cost like $30, which to me was like stupid expensive in the first
yeah.
place. But then the people who owned EpiPens like got all crazy and tried to make them like way more expensive.
Like $600.
Like $600, yeah. right.
What?
But then through like 3D printing and open source technology, people are producing $3 EpiPens now.
That's $3?
Yeah, and it's like the solution to all these problems like healthcare or
yeah.
like the government or like any economic problem that we have in the world. I think it's just all going to come back towards people, like being able to be in the solutions, like people stepping up. Like I honestly think our healthcare system is just going to keep getting worse and worse.
You know, one day
and
I
so
feel
it's
like
going to get to the spot where people like that would have been doctors, that's to have that drive, are going to be like, yo, I'm not going to go into the corporate doctor system. It's bullshit. Yeah. But I'm going to do things to like
be like Dr. Quinn medicine.
Well, because
the
problem with having a corporate medical system is you stop caring about the patient and you just care about your bottom line. Mm-hmm. So maybe if it was something that was a universal healthcare and it was run by the state, then we would be putting the focus back on.
Well, they need to adjust the insurance, you know, the way insurance works too. But part of the problem with prescription drugs is what most people don't realize is that prescription companies like Pfizer, like everyone talks about how bad Pfizer is, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or these, you know, big pharma. It's either 50 or maybe 500. I want to say we'll start with 50. It costs a prescription company like Pfizer over $50 billion to get any given prescription to market. Okay. So that means the testing, the science, you know, creating it, the testing, et cetera. So to get something like, you know, whether it's the, you know, Levitra or something like for like, what's the one for your you know, plaque in your heart or whatever. Anyway, like these different drugs, $50 billion, okay, to get it to market. And then once they get it to market, they only have, I think it's 10 years before legally they have to open up the patents to anyone. So in 10 years is all they have to recoup $50 billion on a given prescription.
So this is one of the most insidious things I think about the government is how much they like tax and regulate people, and it ends up costing every like the us sitting in this room. It ends up costing us a lot of money. We are the people that have to pay that $50 billion to Pfizer.
But
to
don't
recoup.
You think that?
But hold on.
Okay.
So the insidious nature of it is because these are everything that Deese just brought up is a government hurdle that's artificially created. So the government creates these like crazy barriers to entry. So it's like, yeah, to be spending $50 billion just to make like a patent or to patent a medicine. So that makes regular people not be able to like try to like work on medicines and shit. Just like the way that's how antibiotics were created, just like kind of like low-key regular ass people doing shit. But when you add on those price tags, it makes it like so people can't be scientists and doctors and medicine creators. But then it also makes the corporations don't pay any taxes. All they pay, like a hell of a lot of taxes, but then they transfer all those costs to regular people. So it's insidious because you just pay $40 for your prescription. You're like, oh, Pfizer's assholes, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, really, you're just paying for all the taxes and the regulations and the FDA to like have their fucking goons like review bullshit ass papers. Like, ultimately.
I think $50 billion is definitely excessive, but for medicine, I definitely do think there need to be regulations, and it does need, you know, it does need to be surveyed before you give it out to the public.
Well, it's like, what about, like, opium and stuff like that? Like, there wasn't an FDA, but people figured out how to, like, use it and administer it perfectly and predictably.
Yeah.
And it's like opium didn't go very well for China, though.
That's like a whole nother issue, and it
that's
wasn't really the Chinese. It was Queen Victoria.
It's the British fucking everything up again.
It's a really horrible situation.
Oh no!
Kate Beckinsale says no to opium.
I was just waiting for you to bring her back.
All right. Well, let's.
So yeah, there was
way to bring the show down on
I'm sorry.
No, not you. I'm just saying we had a really
shame on you.
All right. Well, you know. All right.
We have to be serious every now and then.
That's right. It's good. Yeah, it is. So, all right. Well, we're gonna close out. I think everyone's getting tired. We're gonna end the show. But as we always do these days, we end the show by saying nice things about each other. So, let's see. I'm gonna go first. I'll start with our guest, Aaron. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I think you are one of the most talented musicians I've ever met, and I love anytime you're on the show, and I love hearing your music.
Thank you.
I can't wait to come see you live again soon.
Yes.
So, Traz, thanks. I love your contributions to the show. Your you have like this super interesting angle that you always bring that's really, really great and always reaffirms my smart points. Your intelligence in view on economics and things like that is really insightful, and I like to really always enjoy hearing about it because that make me think, and I like that. And Jay, I'm glad to know you hate old people too. Thank you for everything you bring to the show also. And you look quite lovely tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a date tonight or something?
Just you guys.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. So
gotta look good for the podcast.
So that's right. All right, who's
So Aaron, I'm also with Deese. I think you're just like one of the most fabulously talented musicians that we've
thank
come across.
Yeah.
And so Spokane needs more of you.
Get
out there and hustle. Get some shows so we can come support you.
Get on
Spotify so we can support you that way too. Jay, I love the things that you bring to the show. Consensual news is really going to be interesting. You just got such a fun attitude and like a carefree, easy breezy, but dark and twisted.
Always so
way
dark.
way of going about things, and I like it.
Thank you.
Deese, I really appreciate your view and stance on things. The way that you can like look at situations objectively and logically without too much other outside interference. It's just like good pure thought. I really appreciate that about you, buddy.
What you can do when you're dead inside. Have no feeling.
After all the feelings have been taken away, it's just pure logic.
Pure logic, pragmatism.
Okay. Well, Deese, thank you very much for having me come on the show. It's been a lot of fun from this time and the time before. Had a lovely time. I still suck at compliments.
Okay.
I'm not very good at them, but I really appreciate being on the show, and I suck at big words. So everything you guys have said so far, I'm like, huh, big words? So it's been a lovely time being here with you. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Traz, awesome flannel. As
thank
always,
you.
Yeah.
Travis always gets complimented on his clothes. Oh my. He gets a lot of clothing.
You also, have you gotten a haircut?
Kind of recently. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thank
yeah.
You.
You have very good vocabulary.
You have very good vocabulary.
That's great to hear. Yeah. Not a compliment I get a lot, so thank you.
Yeah. Very good vocabulary.
You should put that on your Tinder account.
Now, I feel so very honored to write the Jay song, the new Jay song, to say how you hate old people and you want them gone. It warms my heart. And you're lovely.
Thank you.
I'm happy you are here.
Thank you.
I'm
so
happy
much.
All of you are here. You guys
likewise.
Are great.
All right.
Hearts everywhere.
That was pretty good.
Yay, I did it.
You did it.
Aaron, you have just the loveliest voice.
Oh, my God.
Your songs
okay,
were
poetry. Okay, I got to say something real quick. Yeah. It is so easy for you guys to give me compliments because you just compliment me on the music.
Because you're so talented, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you?
If you're a talented hacker.
Like, lovely musician. I really enjoyed your songs. They were super deep.
You.
For somebody who claims to not know big words, they were very poetic and beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say this real quick, not to interrupt Jay. You should be happy we are all so complimentary of your music, because if it came around to like us complimenting you and we're like, cool sweater, and didn't say anything about your music, that just
that's
means
true.
Your music
that's
sucks
true.
And we don't know how to
that's,
tell you
that's very true. All right, well, thank you. Okay,
you have
okay.
a great thank personality.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got this off topic.
I love the way you sit in that chair.
By the way, guys, the way you were sitting in your chair tonight were just amazing.
Thanks.
I mean, the way that you just have your back like
on the bat, yeah.
I am so happy that my first song is written by you. I think nobody can capture my hate speech as well as you. So
yes.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you.
Traz, I think we have really different views, and I love that you can kind of challenge me because you're definitely a little more fiscal and I'm a little more liberal, and so it's fun having debates with you. And
yeah,
I
totally.
Think, yeah, it's very mentally stimulating. Also, you're sweater is very visually stimulating.
It's not right. A sweater.
It's a
flannel.
Whatever that is. It's stimulating.
I feel like that's how she ends a lot of her dates.
Thank you.
Whatever that,
was
that is, it's stimulating.
That's also like an insult. Like if
I'm gonna start if someone's saying that word around you more,
like her with the music. If we just said, "I like the way you sit in that chair." If after sex somebody says that was stimulating, no, it wasn't.
That was stimulating.
That or, was stimulating.
Or you just had sex with a robot.
Thank you for the sex, love.
Robot. Undies, as always, it's lovely to hear your little life stories and the crazy shenanigans you get yourself into. Like I can just see you struggling with a vacuum belt for 45 minutes.
Oh my god.
Getting so upset, breaking down, chugging a bottle of Jack, and then just crying into
you
the vacuum belt.
You don't know me at all. I drink tequila.
All right, way to reaffirm racial stereotypes.
I don't drink whiskey. And I didn't actually get my point of the story, Jay, was that I didn't get the belt. I just went and bought a new vacuum.
Oh, I see. So
that's true.
As always, Deez. Very stimulating.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, as always, thank you.
It's been a thoroughly stimulating evening.
Yeah, I get that a lot. All right. Well, there you go, guys. That was our nice things. And all right. Well, I think we're going to get out of here for the evening. It's been a fun night.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for all the great songs.
Thank you.
We'll provide some links to Aaron's music on the post. That's when this comes out. And join us next week, guys. Next week we have comedian Freddie Walker coming in. I love Freddie. He's going to be in here with his one-liners bringing the funny. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's all for this week. So, guys, go again, as usual, I don't think I mentioned this at the top of the show, but go to pantspending.com. Go like Pants Pending Studios on Facebook, all the shows. Give us a good rating. Come to the Spokane Comedy Club on Wednesdays. I don't really have anything else booked coming up. Oh, April 9th at the Comedy Club is the next Drinking Debate. Then I'm kind of, I'm gone for a little while. But then coming in May, we got a bunch of stuff. Bunch of new news, things coming, hard hitting stuff. It'll be fun. I'll bring you some updates soon. But all right, guys, for the Social Hour, I am Deez. And for Jay, Traz, and Aaron, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Sears, World War II veterans, vacuum salesmen, meth addicts, jackalopes, wiffle bats, gay lagoon monsters, Ellen Page, musicians without cars, Kate Beckinsale, funny Irish people, and old people. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Opium didn't go very well for China, though.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!